Thank you. Before we begin tonight, I need to make a brief announcement. We have discovered that in tonight's service, that our hymn that we will be singing, How Small Our Span of Life, we sing that after the meditation, the melody, the tune, is the exact same tune as our gospel canticle, which is our next piece of music. So we will be doing three verses of the hymn, How Small Our Span. Jim will play a brief interlude, and we will move into the gospel canticle without break there. Let us begin our worship. Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
The light of darkness can overcome.
Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening. Let your light scatter the darkness
and illumine your church.
Joyous light of glory of the immortal Father,
heavenly Holy Blessed Jesus Christ, we have come to us.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who led your people Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Enlighten our darkness by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are merciful and you love your whole creation. And we, your creatures, glorify you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And
I sense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O Lord. And let your loving kindness descend upon us, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever and ever. Amen. A reading from Psalm 139. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. It's an old joke. A young pastor had rung the doorbell at the home of one of his parishioners and was waiting to be received, but no one came to the door. He sensed that someone was home, but repeated ringing of the bell brought no response. As a final departing act, he wrote Revelation 3:20 on the back of one of his business cards and stuck it under the door. If they found the card and looked up the verse, they would read, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. 2 days later, the pastor received his card back in an envelope with a brief note attached that said simply, Genesis 3:10. The pastor ran to his Bible and read, I heard the sound of thee in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. Now that's being exposed. And we don't like being exposed. We don't want people to find out who we really are and what we really did. And so we borrow a page from a politician's notebook and engage in a cover-up. But that never works. It's a story as old as Adam and Eve. The Bible tells it rather simply, but the implications are devastating. After they had taken of the forbidden fruit, the Bible tells us that the first thing they did was to make clothes for themselves. They hadn't needed clothes before that, but now they have done wrong, and now they have something to hide. For the first time, they feel exposed. And you know that that's what this is all about, because when they hear the sound of God in the garden, they hide. They don't want God to find them because they know that God will find them out. Being exposed is not a comfortable thing for us. We don't like looking at those parts of ourselves that we want to keep hidden. And what's more, we'd rather God not know about those parts either. But the willingness to expose our inmost being to God is an essential part of prayer. Philip Yancey puts it this way in his book on prayer. It occurred to me one day that though I often worry about whether or not I sense the presence of God, I give little thought to whether God senses the presence of me. In other words, do we present our real selves to God in prayer,
are only an image of how we want God to see us. That's a hard question for us. One we may have never thought of before, and one we might not really want to consider. If we present our real selves to God, God will be aware of all our failings and weaknesses. God will know and will be reminded how we don't measure up. Those things deep down that I even want to hide from myself won't be hidden any longer. If we show our true selves to God, we'll be exposed. And yet listen to what the psalmist says in Psalm 139. If I say, surely the darkness will cover me and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. Don't you see? God already knows. And here's the thing. It is out of a sense of fear and judgment that we want these things hidden. But God comes to us in astounding love instead. David Ford, a professor at Cambridge, asked a Roman Catholic priest the most common problem he encountered in 20 years of hearing confession. With no hesitation, the priest replied, God. Very few of the parishioners he meets in confession behave as if God is a God of love, forgiveness, gentleness, and compassion. They see God as someone to cower before, not someone like Jesus, worthy of our trust. And Ford concludes, this is perhaps the hardest truth of any to grasp. Do we wake up every morning amazed that we are loved by God? And that's where it becomes a foundation for prayer. It's a matter of trust. Do we trust God enough to present our naked selves to God? And when we can do that in our prayer, then we know that God is near. Let me quote Yancey's book on prayer once again. He writes, the Apostle Paul prayed that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. I doubt that Paul prayed this prayer once only. For my part, I have to pray it every day. The most important purpose of prayer may be to let our true selves be loved by God. The foundation of prayer is that kind of trust. It's a trust that allows us to come before God guilty, helpless, humble, doubting, honest, and exposed. It's the gift of a God who made us, who knows us, and who loves us as we are. I have called you by name, God says in Isaiah. And you are mine.
Thank you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. For all servants of the church and for all the people, let us pray to the Lord. For our public servants, for the government and those who protect us, that they may be upheld and strengthened in every good deed, let us pray to the Lord. For those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, let us pray to the Lord. For those who bring offerings, those who do good works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the people here present who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the Lord. For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord. For the faithful who have gone before us and are at rest, let us give thanks to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lord God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending. by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us.